So Arba Taniyos, the part two of the Shuv de Arba Taniyos, Tav Shin Ein Beis. So, the Gemara in Pesachim says like this. Says the Gemara in Pesachim, the Gemara has a shaila of Chamisha Dvorim Boim Betuma Ve'Nechalim Betuma. And one of them is Sire Rosh Chodoshim, that's Ba Betuma. So the Gemara says like this, in Daf Ein Zayin, in Pesachim. Sirer shechodoshi bitzricha li salka daita chamina halloi ksiv behu moyed. It doesn't say moyed because the parsha's moyado is says only the moyed on everything else. Komash malan de rosh chodesh ikri moyed. So the Gemara says the chidush is in the Mishnah, the rosh chodesh is called moyed. And therefore is ba betuma. Kede abai do marabai tamuz de haishaita maliu mali. Because the post, the abai says, the abai has a shal at the Gemara in Tainis, when the Meraglim were sent in Chof Tes Sivan, if they were sent in Chof Tes Sivan, so they did not come back in Tisha B'Av, they came back L'Chor in Yudav, that's 40 days. So the Gemara says no, because the Tammuz, the High Shaita, the Tammuz of that year was added an extra day. In other words, means there was an extra day Rosh Chodesh. The Chsiv Korah Lai Moed Lishbo B'Chor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Moed. So in other words, the Talmud Shem Raglim, they made to be in Tisha B'Av. So the pasuk says, Kora alai moyed, you made an extra moyed lishbor b'churai. Okay, so that's the Gemara. And the first question is, why to tell me the Rosh Chodesh Ikre moyed is dafka by the Talmud Churban? And dafka by the fact that Kodesh Baruch added an extra day, the second day Yontif? That's called al-Kora alai moyed? Why? What's the shaychus to that? Anymore, even Tosfos says like this, Tosfos says, one second, it says Rosh Chodesh, so Tosfos says, the Avamina was that the word Moadechem that says in the Parsha, because in Parsha Pinchas does say Bemoadechem, Eilet Asu Bemoadechem, the Bemoadechem doesn't refer to Rosh Chodesh, only refers to the Yom Tovim later. So asks the Marsha, why is the Yom Tovim later? And number two, why don't we learn Rosh Chodesh from the other Moadim? He's written the same Parsha. And number three, how can you learn the Rosh Chodesh Ikre Moed from a Pasuk Inach, Divrei Torah B'Divrei Kabbalah Lo Yalfinan. So says the Marsha, the Hava Mina was the Rosh Chodesh is not a Yom Tov Kavua. Because if you see the Levona is the Rosh Chodesh a Yom Tov, maybe if you didn't see the Levona, not. But here the Pasuk tells you that even on the 31st day, if you didn't see the Levona by the 29th day, the 30th day, so the 31st day becomes the first day Rosh Chodesh automatically. So therefore, the chidush is that once it becomes automatically, in other words, that's the same moyed. Chidush is that the second day, even though he didn't do a kiddush levana, he didn't see the kiddush achoidesh, is mimela, it's still the same moyed. Mimela, it's chal. So the idea of the Ravimina was it's not called a moyed because it's floating. Sometimes yeah, sometimes no. The chidush necha tells me that the second day, even though it's floating, is the same yontov as the first. In other words, you could have a yontov either on the first or the second day. So therefore, since it's the same, so that it's called a moyed. So mimela, now it's a gilui that the posuk moyed applies to it. The question is, why the gilui that the moyed of the Rosh Chodesh is a moyed is learned from the fact that the 31st day it's called a moyed, even though it's automatically, and why is that said dafka by Evachakov by Tisha B'Av? What's the shaychus? The second question is the Mordechai. The Mordechai says, and that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch in the Ramo, says the Mordechai in the end of Tainis that the following says him, and he says the following that Erev. Yes, v'imchal Tisha B'Av v'motzei Shabbos, Tisha B'Av chal v'motzei Shabbos like this year, ein oymin mitzit koscha, we don't say tzit koscha on Shabbos like this year, lifi shenikra moyed, because Tisha B'Av is called a moyed. Midi dehave kishachal Rosh Chodesh b'echad b'Shabbos, or b'Shabbos, shir mastikim sadi, the same way that you don't say on Rosh Chodesh, before Rosh Chodesh, you don't say tzit koscha, you don't say tzit koscha before Tisha B'Av, because it says moyed. And the question is second, Tisha B'Av is not called a moyed. The Gemara is telling you that Rosh Chodesh is called a moyed. It's a gilui. The Tisha B'Av Kodesh Baruch Hu says kora lai moyed. So how can you extrapolate that because the second day Rosh Chodesh is called Yontev, Tisha B'Av is called the Yontev also? What's a shaychus? And not only that, his shaychus is also very funny, because he says the following: we don't say tzitkoscha. Why? The same way you don't say tzitkoscha before Rosh Chodesh, you don't hear say before Rosh Chodesh either. What's a tushtel to hear before Rosh Chodesh? So that's the question. That's the second question. So the first question is, why the Gilui, the Rosh Chodesh, is called the comes out through Yontov Sheni Davka B'Tisha B'Av, and how does the Mordechai extrapolate that because Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed, Tisha B'Av is called a Moed also? And the third question is the Kasha that he asks, that the Parshas Drochim asks the Parshas Drochim, and he says, Parshas Drochim says the following. The Poshe Pshat in the Pasuk. The Poshe Pshat in the Pasuk is not talking about Rosh Chodesh. It's talking about Kora Elai Moed. And there's a Medrash. The Medrash says like this. Says the Medrash the following idea. Says the Medrash in Medrash Echa. Kora Elai Moed. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Yisrael Kfuyi Toiv Ebni Kfuyi Toiv. You are Kfuyi Toiv. I mean, you don't recognize the good that I give to you. Ani Amarti L'Manchem Shulachti Bavela. I told you that I went to Bavel because of you, and instead of you appreciating and recognizing it, you say Koral Moed. So Koral Moed shows that you are ingrates. You don't have any recognition. Why Koral Moed is called an ingratefulness? And not only was it Posh Pshat the Posuk. The Posh Pshat Klausa is saying Koral Moed Lishbur Bachurai. You made it into a Moed to be Lishbur Bachurai. So Lechayr is not talking about Rosh Chodesh. That's a drosha. He's not talking about Yontev Yikor HaMoed. It's like a complaint of Klal Yisrael. What's the pshat and what's the pshat in the Medrash? So says the Parshas Drochim the following. We know that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the Mikdash, the Gemara in Yuma says that they found the Kruvim or Meurim Zebazeh, the Kruvim were embracing each other. And they said, okay, this is what the Kruvim are doing, they're embracing each other. And the Rishonim, when they asked it, oh, one second, how can they be embracing each other? We know they only embraced each other when Klal Yisrael did Ritzoy Neshamokim, when Klal Yisrael did what Hashem told them. If we are not Oisim Ritzoy Neshamokim, we then should not be embracing each other. So says the Parshas Drochim, the answer is very simple, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show you that even when we go to Golos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still loves us, he's still with us. That we shouldn't think that Chas V'Sholom, by the time the Gozer HaKadosh Baruch Hu had repudiated us, had thrown us out. That even in that time, Kol Bokum Shegolu Shechina Goylei Moem, to show us that He is embracing us even at that moment. And that's a Pasuk Lemani Shulach De Bavela. But when Klal Yisrael that happened, they thought no. They thought because there is a Medrash, there's a Medrash says the Medrash, Me'olam Nozoz HaShechina B'Yisrael B'Shabos Ve'im Toivim, even though there's a Churban, the Shechina stayed with us B'Shabos Ve'im Toivim Ve'afilo B'Shabos Shechol. So Klal Yisrael thought that the reason why the Kruvim Amur in Zebezeh is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned Tisha B'Av into Yontev. So Klal Yisrael complained, Kora Alay Moed, you did a day of destruction and you turned it like the Shechina is there like it was a Yontev? Means it looks like a mockery. So that took Klal Yisrael, the Posh Pshat Klal Yisrael complaining, Kora Alay Moed, Rishbar B'chura, you turned it into Yontev, the Kruvim Amur in Zebezeh, because you gave this Adin Yontev. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers, you are kofi tov, you are ingrates. Because really, the reason why the Kruvim Meurim Zebezeh, not because it's a Yontev. The Kruvim Meurim Zebezeh to show you that even when you go to Bavel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still loves you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu still connects you. So one second. So the Posh Pshat, the Pasuk is telling you, Kor Alei Moed, Klal Yisrael said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered them, is not a Moed, that's not the reason. One second, if that's not the reason, how can you say that, what does it have to do with the Drosha, that Akir is a Moed? Legabi haloches of tzitkoscha, or to be megala drosh chodesh is a moed. The poshe pshat, the Klal Yisrael complained that the fact that that's a moed, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, I'm only having the kruvim miurim zebezeh, not because it's a yontev, but because I have a relationship with you no matter what. If that is the case, how does the poshe pshat fit in with droshes? So those are the kashas on the kora el moed. The second kasha is the following. Says the Gemara in the Gemara says in Tainis that Rabbi Yochanan said that if I would have been in the generation of the Churban, I would have made Tisha B'Av not on Tisha B'Av but on Yudav. Why? Because Rubai Shel Echel is Nisraf B'Yud. Because Rubai Shel Echel is Nisraf B'Yud. So Yudav made. So Shagin Shagin Sari, what midrash is he talking? I mean, if you'd have been there, by the second or the first? If you had to tell me that this was by the first and the second, that the burning was on the 10th and the churban was on the 9th, so then it's a big pele. Because number one, why does the Gemara have to say kol olay moed? The Gemara asks Akasha, one second, they came back on they left on the 29th of Tammuz of Sivan, so they came back Yudav, and the Gemara has to say that they added an extra day Rosh Chodesh to come back to the Shabbat. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not. The Ikar Churban was in the Yudav, so maybe they came back on Yudav. How does Rabbi Yochanan know? And if you're tired of that, Echnami, maybe he held that they came back on Yudav, and he argues the Bechir Ledoiros is Yud, is not Tess. So, and Taki Rosh Chodesh was not made an extra day because of the following Yudav. So then you have a problem. Because we only know that Asei Rosh Chodesh is Duich Etumah. We only know because it's called a Moed. How do you know it's called a Moed? Because it was an extra day added by the Meraglim that made them come back on Tesov. But according to him, they came back on Yudav. So that's a Pele. And I told them, whoever argues the Bechir Ledoiros is Tess, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Bechir Ledoiros is Yud, and the Meraglim came on Yud, doesn't make any sense. So says the Shai Gesai, and the Or Sameach says the same word, that Ein Achinami, that Rabbi Yochanan agrees that the first Beis Hamikdash he's talking about, that happened in Yudav. Tisha B'Av, and what the Gemara says, that the Meraglim came back on Tisha B'Av. And therefore, they had to add an extra day Rosh Chodesh because of Tisha B'Av. But when did they come back in Tisha B'Av? When was the Churban in Tisha B'Av? That was the second Beis Hamikdash. So second Beis Hamikdash clearly was Necher of Tisha B'Av. And then Rabbi Yochanan doesn't argue. Rabbi Yochanan only says the first Beis Hamikdash, Rubei Shel Hamikdash Nichtav Yud. And therefore, on that taket, that one was not in the same day as the Meraglim. So it comes out very interesting. And he says, Lechoira, why don't we fast on Yudav? We fast Tesov. It's very simple. Because the second Beis Hamikdash is Mechomer to us. If, even though some Gedalia and Asar Betevas, we fast because of the first Beis Hamikdash, is because they don't coincide the same month. But let's say Shiva Sabetamus. Shiva Sabetamus, the Gemara, according to Shitas Abavri in Rosh Hashanah, we saw last week, the first Beis Hamikdash, when did the city surround? When was the day that the walls fell from the city? The Gemara says was on Tisha B'Tammuz. Only the second Beis Hamikdash is Yud Zayin B'Tammuz. So Yud Zayin B'Tammuz, and we fast Yud Zayin B'Tammuz, because since in the same month, the second Beis Hamikdash is Mohammed to us. So says the Shagasar, the same thing in the Churban. In the first Beis Hamikdash happened mostly in Yudav. But the second Beis Hamikdash have been tests off, so that's why we're doing tests, because we always look for the second Beis Hamikdash. Comes out according to Shai Gesar is something very, very strange. That Yud Zayin of Tammuz is a day that has a long history to it. It's the day that the Luchos are broken. But the Churban only happened, meaning the city surrounded it, you know, the city gave up itself and the walls broke. Only in the second Beis Hamikdash. In the first Beis Hamikdash was on Tess Tammuz, which has no import to the day. The same thing on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av was the Bechir Ledoiros, the Meraglim came back on Tisha B'Av because they had an extra Chodesh. But when was the Churban Beis Hamikdash contra Rabbi Yochanan? Was only the second Beis Hamikdash was Tisha B'Av. The first Beis Hamikdash was Yudav. So why is it interesting that that day, which has like an import, a historical significance, only the second Beis Hamikdash took place, not in the first Beis Hamikdash? Something very strange. That's question number two. And the question number three is what we saw last week. We saw Machloekes Rashi in the Rambam, the Alocha that they're Yomim Toivim, that when they wish Shalom is Yomim Toivim. Shitas Rashi is the Bye Shein, he was a Yontif, was a partial Yontif, they didn't say, there was also Betainis, and they didn't say Tachnu. According to the Rambam, the Yontif relates to Leosid Lovoi. Now, the truth is that Rashi agrees that there is a Yontif Leosid Lovoi. The Chiddush of Rashi is that there is a Miktsas Yontif during Bye Shein. And the writes from the end of Tosefta, the end of the Tosefta in Masechta Tainis does say that. The Bisa says, "Oitza niyomim osi lios yomim toivim risosh nema kuyam Hashem tzom revi v'chol misab li male abo elam hazeh smichim imalo elam habo." So you see that lost it lovely. First, you have to understand why did he have to turn into Yontif. They are fast days. Maybe the fast days become canceled. Mechtes they turn into Yontif. Why do you have to turn them into Yontif? But even more, the Rambam says the the loss of love. How do you know? Because it says some reviv, some chamishi, yul sosu inu lesim chol yomim toivim. And the Rambam brings the end of the pasuk, ve'emes ve'shalom ehavu. Ve'emes ve'shalom ehavu. So asks Rabbi Yoshebeir, why does he bring the end of the pasuk? It has nothing to do. Ve'chishbeish, yomim toivim. What does he have to say? Ve'emes ve'shalom ehavu. So says the Rabbi Yoshebeir, a beautiful word from the name of his father. That we know when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to create the world, Medrash Rabbah says like this. The Medrash says in Parsha Ches, Os Hei, How dichsiv chesed ve'emes divgoshu tzedek v'shalom nashaku. When they came to create Adam, there was a big argument in Shamayim. Chesed doi merivore, chesed said, create him, she'ugu mel chasodim. But emes told him, alivra, because she'kulo ishkorim. Tzedekoy miyivra, because it does tokis. Oyemer, shalom oyemer, livra de kulektota. So the people were misnagged to Adam to be created was emes and shalom. Moas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Natal emes v'shlichu l'artza. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the emes and threw it to the earth. Ha'od ichsiv v'tish lechem es artza. So says him, you see that emes and shalom were against creation of Adam. So the pasuk says, Sosinu l'simcha, this will be yomim toivim. In other words, the taniyo is when? V'yu l'sosu l'simcha l'yomim toivim, v'emes v'shalom ehavu. When emes v'shalom would want Adam to be created. That's lost and lovey. So the pasuk says, when, and that's the Rambam says, that's a riot, that's only lost and lovey, because the emes v'shalom ehavu. Stam in this Gemara is very shver to understand the Medrash. One second, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the emes and the shalom did not want Adam to be created. Emes because he's not truthful, shalom because he only fights, there is no peace. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu take? He took the emes and he threw to the earth. First of all, throwing the emes to the earth, how does that help? And how does that influence shalom? Still they're missing shalom. So here, beautiful from Bab Shirab, it said the following is the idea. The Malachim were saying, no Adam can hold the emes. We live in the Olam HaSheker. After Chet Tzadas, we can't have the emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're right. Individually, they have no emes. But communally, they have emes. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the emes and he threw to the earth and shattered. So each one got a little sparkle of the emes. Together, they have emes. So the answer to the Malachim, you're right. There's no emes individually. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw the emes to the earth. In the earth, there is. In the creation of Adam, there is emes. But the emes is not individually to each person. It is communally. Each one has a piece of the emes. So Mimela, that's how he answered. So Mimela, that answers Shalom also. The Malachim said the Adam doesn't have Shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will give the emes in a communal fashion that each one needs each other. So Mimela will come out to Shalom. So that's why the answer by throwing emes artza, it answers the Malachim on emes and he answers them on Shalom. The question is, so he's saying that the emes are Shalom and Havu. That is at that time when Emes and Shalom who see that they had achieved Emes and Shalom, that's lost at Lavoi, and that would be Yom Tovim. So Yom Tovim, the criteria for it is Emes and Shalom. How? Why? Why is that what defines lost at Lavoi? Okay? So to answer these three questions, I'd like to go into something that we mentioned the last time. The Bai Sheni, it's a mistake to think that there are three Bate Mikdash. There is only two Bate Mikdash. There's Bate Sarishon and the Bais HaSheni. The Bais HaSheni, in essence, is the Bais HaShlishi. Like we saw in the Rambam last week, the Rambam says Bais HaSheni was built according to the plans and according to the design of Bais HaShlishi, according to what they understood. So in other words, Bais HaSheni is nothing but a Mikdash, but a quasi Bais HaShlishi. And that's why Tosfos says, that's why the Mishnah, in Midas, we talk about Bais HaSheni because Bais HaShlishi is Bais HaSheni. He is a greater Bais HaSheni. That's why Bais HaSheni is called the Bais HaAchron. Godol Yeh Bais HaAchron Yoyis Bais HaRishon. It's bigger because the truth is it to grow into something much bigger. And the answer is because we live in the world of these two ideas. We have Hashem, Hashem, Ani Hashem, Koidim Sheyechta, Ve'ani Hashem, Achri Sheyechta, V'yoshuv. Bais Rishon is Ani Hashem, Koidim Sheyechta. That is the Bais that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to be Zoyche Lifnei Atshuva. Bais Sheni is Le'achar Sheyechta, V'yoshuv. There is a ability to build it back. And the truth is, it's always like this. When the Adam is born, the Rekiva Tetz brings down, Moshe always says that. A person who is called a Torah Kula, given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. and a person forgets, and then he has to rebuild it again. Why? Because always it's like this. There is a great shefa that Adam can be zoicha, but in the end he loses it, and he has the ability of tshuva to take that blueprint and to try to rebuild it. That's Luchos HaRishon is also. Luchos HaRishon didn't say toif. Says the Maharal, why? Because Luchos HaRishon is the Gemara Baba Kama, they were too great. The Luchos HaRishon were too great, and therefore there's no toif. They got it, they lost it, and they got Luchos Shnius, which is not the same Madriga of Luchos HaRishon, but it's that Luchos Shnius is Torah Shebaal Peh that you could build and achieve and reach to that level. That is Bais Rishon, that is Hashem Hashem. And by the Goyim says the same thing, we are non HaKovet. There is a non HaKovet before Chet HaEgel, and there are non HaKovet that were done afterwards, Ashroz HaShchina, Le'achar HaTshuva. There's always a B'china Mitzad HaKudosh Baruch Hu that He gives us, that we are Zoyche Bedin, and when we are not Zoyche, we lose it, but we have the ability to re-achieve it through our Avodah, through the Koyach HaTshuva. Bais Rishon is that. We had the Shlosh HaShchina, it was everything. We are Zoyche. Bais Sheni, the Pshat is that after it was Nechrav, HaKudosh Baruch Hu gave us the ability to rebuild it. Bais Sheni was never rebuilt it completely, like the Yaros Dvash says. The Yaros Dvash says the Bais Sheni was built, but was not built, because didn't have a Shlosh HaShchina, many things were missing. But it was the process. Bais Sheni is not a Shlosh HaShchina. Bais Sheni is the process of tshuva that we have the ability to rebuild the Bais HaShlishi. For that is a Raya Givaldik on the Pasuk. The Beskrov says the same idea. The Beskrov says on the Pasuk the following. It says in Zecharia, Vayomer Alai Maya Taroi. Malach asks, Zecharia, what do you see? Vayomer Aoisi Vine Meura Zara Kula Vigula Roisha Shnaim Zesim Alei Esu Amenoira with two olives. Van Vayomer Ala Malach Adoi Verbi Lemor Meiladoni. So he asked the Malach, Zecharia says, what is this Menoira and this two Zesim? Vayan Halo Yadat Mahim. So the Malach tells Zecharia, you know what it is. Vayomer Ladoni. He says, no, I don't know. Vayomer Lo, the Malach answer is, Ze Hadovar, Ze Dvar Hashem Mezrubovel Lemur, Lo Bechayil, Lo Bekuach, Ki Beruch HaVar Hashem Tzokes. So Mr. Krov, what's this conversation? The Malach says, you know what it is? And he says, no, I don't. And then he tells Lo Bechayil, Lo Bekuach. What does Lo Bechayil, Lo Bekuach have to do with the menorah? Says the Mr. Krov, this Nevuah to Zecharia is the Nevuah of what Bais Sheni is going to be. And he showed him the Kohen Godel and the Melech. Showed the menorah, the Kli Godel, the Beis Hamikdash. The Shnei Zesim, the Pasuk says afterwards, are the two Bnei Itzar, is the Melech and Kohen Godel, which is Nimshach B'Shem HaMishcha. And the Kasha of Tuzcharia was, one second, if this is represented by Sheni, how can you have two Zesim? Two Zesim is Neged Shem HaMishcha to the Melech and the Kohen. There's no Shem HaMishcha. It was Nigdash B'Yoshiyahu. So the morning tomorrow says, the morning Huri says, there is no Shem and Amishcha on Bais Sheni. That was the Kasha. But the Rambam says something givaldic. Says the Rambam like this in Ilchus Beis HaBchira. That Kedusha HaRishoina, Kedusha HaMikdash is Kodosh forever. But Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, the first Kedusha is bottle. We pass Kedusha HaRishoina Kichar Shaita V'loi Kichar L'Siloi. And says the Rambam, why not? Because V'lam HaNiyom B'Bikdash Yerushalayim SheKedusha HaRishoina here. He says like this. Aval chiyuv aret b'shviis ein lo b'pnei shehu kibush abi, because Bais Rishon was a kibush, v'kivon shenilkecha miyadeihem botel kibush. But once they lost the kibush, they lost the kedusha. So kedusha shoyin kedusha shata v'lo kitcha lost lovi. Aval, but kedusha shniya is b'tzad chazoka. They never were kibush. It was b'tzad chazoka. Chazoka is never botel. Frek the kesef mishne, one second. The first Bais HaMikdash was also chazoka. So if there was also Chazaka, what's the pshat that that's bottle? So says Mirskov, no. The first Bais HaMikdash, right, there was a Chazaka, but there was a tnai that you needed kibush. Second Bais HaMikdash is a chidush, that just you don't need a kibush. Says, where do we see that? He says that is from the Medrash, from the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi Shvi says like this, Ve'iviyach Hashem al haaretz asher yosha v'yisecha v'yirashta. And the Gemara says, "V'hir tivcha v'hir becha mavisecha." The pasuk says, "V'asher yorsha v'isecha v'yorashta, yorshu v'yorashta, heki yerushoscha l'yerushas v'isecha." Your yerusha will be like the yerusha of your forefathers. My yerushas v'isecha midvar Torah. The same way your forefathers, when they inherited the land, kibush rishon, the first conquering, was min ha-toyer, af kibush ha-shein dvar toyer. They says why? But tivcho, the pasuk says ve'tivcho me'avoisecha, berbisecha me'avoisecha. You'll be better. You have more toiv and more rivoy than your forefathers. Why? Avoisecha nischayvo. Your fathers only could get there to soul after 14 years of shiva v'kibush v'shiva shechiku, but you automatically get it. Now, avoisecha nischayvo shechikon. Your forefathers only Eretz Yisrael became kedusha when you conquered all of Eretz Yisrael. You can't do partial kedusha. Atem rishon koine v'schayv. You, even though the Persian king still had you every part of your koine. So says Briskov, what's the pasuk telling you? That the first kibush needed, the first time they came to Eretz Yisrael, they needed to conquer the land. You're right, Chazaka, but what made Kedusha Eretz Yisrael is the kibush. Even though there was Chazaka, but that's not what did it. The pasuk said you had to be koivish. The second one tells you, ve'yitivcha me'arvoisecha, is more than your forefathers. Because on the second one, you don't need kibush. So with the kasha of the kesebish is not a kasha. Because you're right, there was chazok on the first one. But the first one, the kedusha, comes gzeres akosu because of the kibush. The second one, there's a special gzeres akosu that you don't need. It's etivcho me'avisecha. So the scroll like this. So you're right. Kedusha rishoina is bottle. Kedusha shina is not bottle. So when Nischaya sees the Shema and Amishcha, it relates to the third Beis Hamikdash. But the pasuk says is the same. The pasuk says is the same as the second. So the third is not something new. It's a continuation, extension of the second, because the second is never bottle. And that's why he says. So he asks the Malach. Those two things make no sense. The Malach says yes, because lo bechayil velo bekoach. You're not going to conquer. Kim beruchi omar Hashem. Beruchi is the one that you get. And the reason is because here is the koyach ha-tshuva. In the first Beis Hamikdash, you have to be koyvesh. That's what it means. You have to conquer, you have to be your mindset. The second Beis Hamikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to us and says, listen, you are not going to lose it. It's yours. I'm giving to you. You just have the ability to do tshuva and to take the ra. So says the Leshem, the second Beis Hamikdash is different than the first Beis Hamikdash. First Beis Hamikdash was bigger, but the first Beis Hamikdash was a kibush. The idea is that you had to go and fight against the Ra, fight against the physical. In the second Beis Hamikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the physical to us. We own the physical, and we have the ability to be koyach ha-tshuva, to be mehapech da virus to schuyis. So it comes out, the second Beis Hamikdash is heitivcha. Look at the Loshon Heitivcha. Heitivcha is the Loshon of Luchos Shniyos, Nemar Baim Ki Toiv. Toiv is Yeshlam Kiyum. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says this, either is Kiyum. Veheitivcha Me'avoisecha is that you don't have to be Koivish Dera. Because Koivish Dera, you might lose it. And that is the idea that we always fail. Second Beis Hamikdash is that there is no failure. I'm telling you, this is Toiv. And the idea is because you have the Koyach HaTshuva, and that Koyach HaTshuva, which is Novea Mitura Shebal Peh, that's exactly the difference between Luchos Shniyos and Luchos Shoinis. Luchos Shoinis is Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebichsav, it is what it is. You get it, you get it. Torah Shebal Peh, the Pshat is that no matter how far you are, it can always come back. There's a Shem Lecha Shiech Taviyoshu, which is the idea of, because what is Tshuva? Tshuva is reinterpreting your mindset. The Koyach to reinterpret something is the Koyach of Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh is what allows you to do it. So by Sheni, so Fezog the Leshem in Sharia Leshem, even though by Sheni, it's an aspect was much less than the Bais Rishon, was not called Klislol, there is no Ashos Ashchina, but by Sheni what it is, it's not that that comes back in the first bias. It's the process of building. We were given, now that you don't have to be koivish, we were given the process of tshuva to rebuild the Beis Hamikdash, mikoyach tshuva that we can never lose. So the second Beis Hamikdash is a nachla. That's why the Arzvash says also, the first Beis Hamikdash was stolen in our mindset. We had to do it. If we blew it, we lost it. The second Beis Hamikdash is a mess that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to us no matter what. We can never lose it. That's why never Bem Kitoiv, like Luchos Shniyos, it can never break. Doesn't matter what. Ela, the idea is that we have always the ability to rebuild it, which is the Koyach HaTshuva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. So the second Beis Hamikdash is the process of Tshuva, that once you have the process of Tshuva, nothing is broken. This is what the Ramchal says. The Ramchal says in the beginning, all of it died to live with Midas Adin. Midas Adin is if we zoich or not, and Midas Adin, ro she'enam yech eloilam yech olam, that's Churban Bais Rishon, that's Shvira Saluchos, that's the Shikh of Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzilef lo Midas Arachamim, what's Midas Arachamim, says the Ramchal, Mr. Seshorim, is the ability to do tshuva. So second Beis HaMikdash is that idea that we have the right to rebuild it. So second Beis HaMikdash is not second Beis HaMikdash, is a process of a Beis HaMikdash of tshuva, which is in essence the Beis HaMikdash of Luchos Shniyos, is the anonym of the tshuva, and that is the one that we have the ability to build. And that's what the Eretz Dvash says, a beautiful idea. He says like this, if you look in Beis Rishon, it says, Nachloseinu nepecha lezorim. And Yeshayahu says, it's a Beis Mikdoshenu v'sifarteinu, as if it was ours. But Osaf, by Bismol also says, Bo goyim benachlosecho timu ischechal kochecha, that's your Mikdash, the Mikdash of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is it ours or is it his? Says, you're right. First Beis HaMikdash was ours. We had to conquer. The second Beis HaMikdash is Tzira Flamida Sarachim, and he gives to us the ability to do it. So in other words, it's ours, because Koyach HaTshuva, you can never lose it. So Mimele, it's something Givalde Kadmoit. So the Beskrov says, Eschare said, one second, you have the two, what you call it, the two Zeisim, which is Keneged Shavna Mishcha. There's no Shavna Mishcha in Baisheini. So by Shlishi is only the Gemara of Baisheini. Because Kedusha Rishniya, lo Kitsha Rishaita, lo Kitsha lo Selovei. Ki lo Bechayil, lo Bekoyach, kim Beruchi. I'm the one giving to you. But one second, frack the Rizkrov on the end. This is what you know for Rav Chaim. But one second, Kedusha Samikdash, even the first one is not bottle. So why Dafka by the second Beis HaMikdash, there's a continuation. Kedusha Rishoyna, Kitsha Rishaita, Kitsha lo Selovei, by the Mikdash also. But the answer is very simple. The fact that Kedusha is not Batla, is not the Siba, why the Zeisim today relate to the Bais HaShlishi. The fact that the Bais HaShlishi relates to Bais Sheni is not the Pshat because the Kedusha is not Batla, because the Kedusha is not Batla either. Because the truth is not Batla, but the Bais HaShlishi is a different Madrega. But the fact the Kedusha Seretz Yisrael is not bottle, nothing is bottle, is a raya. The Bais Sheni is not a binyan. Bais Sheni is a process of building it. It's the process of tshuva that you can never lose, you can never gain. So that process is that we have bekoach, and we have to go ahead and reveal it. So the fact that we have all the Kedusha still remains, because it's not totally bekibush, it's a simon that the vort is, that the Kedusha is inherently ours. Mimela, you know that what happens in the Beis HaShlishi is already in potential in Beis HaSheni. So once you learn that, all the questions here, Givaldi can answer it. The Tenach Nami, Beis HaSheni was a churban, Beis Rishon. Beis Rishon was a churban. And that happened on a day in event. Beis HaShlishi, Beis HaSheni, the churban by Sheini is a process of tshuva, because we do it as a tiny, it's not mitzad avelus. When Bais HaRishon was nechrev, and now comes Bais HaSheni, they ask the Novi asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have kebatzon lachem, should I cry? Because the tanisim were mitzad avelus beforehand. They were avelus, it was an event that you lost. Once you have Bais HaSheni anymore, now it's not an Avelus. An Avelus is that the tshuva is aiming to turn it into Yontef. Now the fast days are not a day of Avelus, because we didn't lose anything anymore. Now we know that if the churban are Bais HaSheni, the pshat is that we need to tshuva to aim to Yomim Toivim. So the Yomim Toivim is really the gmar of the tzom. So when we are fasting because we want to get to the Yontef. So we want to get to the gmar. So it comes out that the time is now, is not when the Novi asks, Ha'efke betzom ha'chavish, should I cry? There's no more crying. Tainis is not Avelus. What Chassam Sofer says, that the Tainis of Darba Taniyos is not mitzad Avelus. Once you have Bais HaSheni, the Tainis is a Tainis of Tshuva, because you want to take it to a Yontif. It's the path to Yontif. So it comes out that all the fast days are not the fast days, are days of Tikkun, are not days of crying, are days of Tikkun. Umimel is Givaldik. The Bais Rishon, like the Shai Gesari says, the events happen, you cry, the events happen. But the events were events on days, had nothing to do with the past history. It's an event that you're crying, you lost the Beis HaMikdash. Once you go into Bais HaSheni, the Churban Bais HaSheni, it's the whole idea of the events is to be mesaken and to reach a Yontev. It's a path to a Yontev. So immediately you go back not only to fix the immediate event, all the chain of events of the past. Once you have Koyach HaTshuva, you don't go Mikano Lehaba, it's Mikano Lehaba Lemafreya, you take everything out. So Mimela, the Bais HaSheni, the Churban comes as a part of a long process. Therefore, Dafka by Bais HaSheni, the question is, why Dafka by Bais HaSheni? the Churban Abayis is in the day of the Meraglim, and the Shivas HaBetamus is the day of Shivas HaRukhatai by the first one. Because the first is Avelos, is the immediate Avelos that happened now. You don't cry for past spilled milk. Once you go into the process of Tshuva, you go to the entire history. That's why by Sheni, the events connect to the history before, to be Mesaker and to lead to a Yontef. Or Mimela, it comes out very Givaldic. Bais Sheni is the idea of Koralai Moed of Rosh Chodesh. You know the idea of Moed? The idea of Moed is Rosh Chodesh. The idea is if you see the moon, you have a Yontef. The Avamina was, if you don't see the moon, there's no Yontef. The Pasuk tells you that the second day Rosh Chodesh, that if you blew it and you didn't see the first, it's a Yontef Mimela. The second day Yontev represents Bais Sheni, that after you blew it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to us B'matona with the Koyach HaTshuva of Tziruf Lomidas HaRachamim, that we can never lose it, we have the ability to rebuild it. Mimela, the second day Rosh Chodesh comes to be Mevayeh, a new pshat in the Churban, that the Churban is a Moed. So Zog de Mordechai, once I know that the second day Rosh Chodesh is a Moed, that makes Rosh Chodesh into Yom Kavua, is Megala, the Tisha B'Av, is also never lost. And that Davka by Bais Sheni, by Bais Rishon, it was Necher of nothing to do, it was Yudav. So you don't need Korolai Moed. Korolai Moed is Bais Sheni, because Bais Sheni tells me that the Churban is not that we lose something, but we have the ability and the aim to be Mesaken, that we never lose it. Where do you see that we never lose it? From the Derosh Chodesh. Tisha B'Av is the Gilui that we never lose it. The Kruvim HaMeurim Zebezeh. That's what the Parshas Drachim says. Klali saw in Bais Rishon thought, HaKadosh Baruch is making a mockery, Korolai Moed. Bais Sheni is Megale, that the reason with Moed is because Yom Vasheni. So it's not a Moed. It's a Moed because we never lost it. Because it's always like Yom Vasheni. So therefore, by Bais Sheni is Megale, the reason why it's a Moed, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, even now, the Kruvim HaMeurim Zebezeh. By Bais Sheni is that we are together, we never get lost. We will never get lost. So Mimele is Givaldic, that the second day Rosh Chodesh is by Sheni, it's Megale on Tisha B'Av. That's Dafka here, this idea was said. Dafka here because the Kruvim or Mewurim Zebezeh, and Dafka by here, the Mordechai says, it's Megale, the Tisha B'Av is already a latent Yomtev, because we never lose. All of the Tzoymes is aiming for the Yomtev. Mimele, that's Emes V'Asholem Ahavu. The ultimate idea of the Tainis is that we are in the path of Tshuva to turn to Yontev. All the idea is a path of Tshuva to turn it into Yontev. But how is that Tshuva possible? Individual is not Shayach. That's what the Pasuk says, Ve'emes V'Sholem Mehavu. If you want to reach that, the way to achieve that is Emes V'Sholem Mehavu. So Emes V'Sholem Mehavu is not when then. To be able to achieve into Yomim Toivim is only Shayach through Emes V'Sholem Mehavu. Individually is not Shayach, but communally we never lost. Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Emes in Klal Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael, Tzivur Lo Midas HaRachamim, is Tzivur Lo Midas HaRachamim that we don't lose individually, we do it communally.